This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, here we go. Coming over to drink and chill shot of the day is on the way. Ted versus the FCC. Putting in our question, when did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
I have to go back to Sean. And so you said that, hang on. No, Sean, don't say a word. Hello, Anthony. Welcome back to the program. So you wrestle. And the way you describe this, I guess if you do your own wrestling, is this like being in your own band? Because you said the crew does not show up that's going to set up the ring, so you just do it yourself.
Yeah, but a lot of the guys like to think that they're big WWE stars and like to go hang out as opposed to get the work done before the show.
Oh, I see. Now, let me ask you, is that the same type of ring that you would use in a boxing match? Or does it have more spring to it? Is it a standard ring, or are they all different?
It's a little bit smaller than what you would see on TV, and as opposed to it being high, it's a low-rise ring. But it gets the job done.
Okay, and you said you've been wrestling since you were 19. How old are you now?
I'm 26 now.
Okay, so you're not that much older, but are there any moves or any things that you could do when you were 19 or 20 that you can't do now for any reason?
Well, I'm a little bit slower when it comes to my suicide dives, just because getting back up again isn't as fun as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. How much pain do you go through in a match regularly?
Not so much in the match. You know, we always take care of each other, but collectively loading and unloading the ring, I'm pretty beat up for the next week after.
And how many, like, what level are you at? Or what is the name of your league? Or, like, how many guys are involved in this?
There's over 30 of us. I wrestle for a place in California called the Underground Wrestling Alliance, or UGWA. All over Facebook, all over YouTube, and all those mass social media sites.
All right, well, who are you? Who are we looking for?
I am Black Anthony, Antoine Black, and I'm a beast.
I like Black Anthony.
Black Anthony.
I think Anthony
Black
Anderson
Tony.
Might be like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, got Black Tony.
Black Tony.
Oh,
hey,
Black Tony.
Hey, Black Tony.
Black Tony.
Hey,
you know me.
Who says Italians can't be black?
Yeah.
Black Tony.
So wait, why do you have so many different names? What is the name you would pick?
Well, the name I would pick would be Black Anthony, but that's my face name. I'm more of a heel character now. I have to turn my back on all those backstabbing fans.
Hey, man, look, I don't know if you know this.
The hell with them, Black Tony.
The current state of America. I think Black Tony, they treat you like a heel.
That's why you had to set up the ring, you know.
Well, see, they're always putting the black guy to work.
That's right.
I need a little more respect than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And how often, so I did a few more questions, all right? So right now you're the heel. And is this one of those deals where you just change your name and become the heel, you can change your back and be the good guy, or do you slowly have to ease your way back into the graces? Like, how did you fall into being a heel?
I fell into being a heel, just that's the way things were going with all of the production and sorts. It's not one of those things where you can jump back and forth.
Okay.
That's just where my path was heading, and that's where I'm staying for now.
Anthony, do you do any research on the area where you're going to be in to see if there's any news, or if there's anything that you could say? Like, for an example, when the WWE was here in Seattle,
A couple guys came out about the Suns. Yeah, how
right?
the team, you know, how it's a good thing they left. The city sucks for basketball, blah, and the place just went deafening loud.
I was there. That was amazing.
Do you do any kind of do you do any kind of research like that to kind of get that end of the crowd going?
So most times my shows are taking place inside my hometown, so I know all the ins and outs of that city. I stay, you know, paying attention to the current times there. So pissing the fans off is never a hard task.
You call people, okay. I know, but you slept with Big Sheila. The number's up.
Have you ever been? Have you ever gotten somebody who was so pissed off at you they wanted to fight you after the match?
When I turned heel. Usually after my matches, everyone comes to me with a beer, you know, bringing my shirts back after I take them off. At the end of turning heel, I couldn't go to the crowd. I couldn't face the crowd. God forbid I wanted to smoke some pot outside. Game over.
How long did it take you to get a thick skin about that? Because now, I mean, you're still doing your entertainment, but in the end, these people want to kick your ass and throw crap at you.
Yeah, they're not throwing stuff at you, are they?
It depends.
Okay.
But the fact that they do throw stuff at me and they do want to fight me means I'm doing my job and I'm doing it perfect.
It does, but it's also entertainment, and I think most people understand that. Well, there was a soccer match in Scotland the other day.
Most people understand. Most. And they, you only need a few not to.
They're throwing crap at everybody. When did you realize that you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
Why is soccer that one sport? You know, look, things can go wrong anywhere, but it seems like universally, maybe just because it's played everywhere, but like, fans are running to the pit. Didn't he? Was it in Scotland where they like punched the goalie in the face?
Hit the coach in the face with a big coin. Hell, last night in MLS, they had a 5-minute stoppage of play because people were throwing crap all over the pitch.
Classy fans.
Yeah, I would say, but why is it in that particular sport?
I mean, a lot of the European stuff, it's just because it's just like a birthright. If you're from this part of town, that's your club.
Yeah.
But you support them. So it means so much to them.
That one thing I will say,
it doesn't condone it at all. And I mean, the stuff in England in like the 80s, I mean, it was bad.
I did not realize one of the things, so you hear a lot about the Premier League. I didn't realize that so many teams could be from one city. So it started to explain.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So you can walk around there. And so Prem is going on and different people want to see different games. And depending what bar you go into, they'll tell you who they support, Hotspur being one of the big ones. So I said somewhere I wanted to go while in London. They're like, well, if you go there, man, like he hated this place just because. It's like if every team was from one city. But it's
and you can walk into a Steeler bar.
You
can't always in any town walk into a Steeler.
Right, but they live in this neighborhood.
Right.
Right? I mean, it was.
Right.
If
you're a Tottenham fan, like you're from Tottenham. But I mean, it's only a few miles from like where Arsenal plays. Or look at like.
I mean, the next
Liverpool and Everton. I want to see their stadiums are separated by a river. And that's it. Like they're that close.
And they put 90,000 people in there.
Something like, I mean, Jesus. It's not 90,000,
but it's but it looks like it's always sold
out. It's a ton, right? And like, so say you grew up in Manchester, you're either red or you're blue.
Right, and that's it, man.
Yeah.
It's like growing up in Compton. When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? 844-999-OLA.
I just put a few more.
Except more dangerous.
Yeah, and whiter.
Right. White Compton.
White Compton.
Just like Black Anthony.
Manchester, a.k.a. White Compton.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
What's up, guys?
Doing great, man.
So the thing that I used to be okay, at least pretty good at, and not anymore, is football. I used to play like on a select league in middle school, and I started in defense and offense, and I considered myself pretty good. And then I'm 25 now, and a couple of years ago, I joined a minor league football team.
I gotta ask, how many Uncle Ricos are on that thing, man?
Oh man, I wish. No, they had a guy that looked just like him though, and just as passionate about throwing the football over the cliff.
I bet.
But yeah, so I went out to practice with them. It was kind of one of those things you didn't have to try out. You can come practice. They gave me a set of pads and stuff, and I went to play with them. But I'm 160 pounds as I was 23 at the time, 24 maybe, and all these dudes are like mid-40s, like 250 pounds, like full-size dudes, and I'm just like 160 pounds running around with these pads that are like almost as heavy as I am, just getting clobbered by all these grown men. And I kind of realized after getting clobbered by somebody twice my weight that probably isn't the thing for me anymore.
It hurts.
You know, to be fair, man, I think that's a lot of the reason some of us get older and we don't fight anymore. Like, you find a more rational way to figure out your disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're younger, you all fight. And then at some point, you're like, you know, man, honest to God, like, even win or lose, it hurts.
Yeah. Dude, even just, like, playing turkey bowl, touch, not tackle.
Right. Touch is worse, I think.
But even just playing turkey bowl, like, I used to laugh at my, like, dad and my uncle, like, oh, look how sore they are. But after about, like, 25, like, it's, like, the same thing. Like, I can't go play, like, the rest of the day. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, well, they want to play tackle half the time, too. I even in high school or whatever, first day of practice, coach would put the offense on one side, the defense on one side, and the first thing you did to start everything out was Oklahoma's.
Damn right.
Even before we stretched. I mean, it was just like, okay. Right. And like usual, you know, the defense is over here, the offense is over here, the offense is going to have the ball, whether you're a tackle, whether you're a guard, sure, or a quarterback, you know. But the defense does what the defense does, which is eyeball over to see who they want to knock the living Christ out of.
Of course.
So then they move up in the line.
Yeah,
they
play defense. I love Oklahoma Trojans.
They do all that stuff, right? Because they're looking to see.
Yeah, like, you can jockey position.
I would have knocked the living hell out of that guy.
Lucius, I always went for him.
So Tim Heiser.
Poor Lucius. Like, God damn it.
Tim Heiser used to give me wet willies my whole life and beat my ass every day. He'd always line up like, I'm a gummy woman, I'm going to kill you. And he would kill me. I mean, Tim Heiser, you couldn't even see his helmet because it was just covered in paint from other high schools.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't even see the fact that we were red and gold. I mean, it was like blue, green. He looked like a horror mask, you know, and he'd just smile with that cheesy Uncle Rico mustache and just knock the hell out of you, and your head rung for days. I mean, the first hit you take, after you take one, then your brain starts to turn into mold and you can keep taking hits throughout the year. But
your brain accepts the fact he's not going to make a better decision.
Watch the NFL, right? That's what these guys do for a living. And watch like a running back, say Le'Veon Bell, whoever, who sits out, right, and doesn't go. Let's just say you sit out all of camp and you don't start playing until the first week, that guy will have ice on his head in between. His head will be throbbing.
And have much better
helmets.
He's
got
now.
Fresh legs. Like, do you know the punishment this dude said? Like, right, he has fresh legs, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely, you have to be on such a level to want to get your head hit at 20 years old like that in a helmet.
To believe you're really good, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you gotta be.
I mean, look, I know it would hurt me, but even right now, thinking about it, like, I would never want to go to practice again, but I'm like, hot summer day.
See, I'm in for a drill. I'm thinking of this. I know it would be worse to take a shot boxing like you did. I'd almost pick, because
boxing is a targeted thing, and right, you know for a fact where they're trying to hit you, so it's not that you want to get hit, but mentally you prepared yourself for that. Some of the things in football, I'm like, that's not what you thought would happen.
Even if it broke my jaw, I might prefer to take a shot to the head into the button than I would to take a shot to the head with a helmet.
The hardest part, right, Oklahoma drill, you're on your back, you're helmet to helmet. The hardest part is you got to get up.
And go forward.
Like, I'm like, I don't know if I could get up that fast right now.
And they also put us like 8 yards apart. So it wasn't even back to back sometimes. Could you just, boom, you'd ram. You know
Damn,
what I mean?
You guys are reckless in West Virginia.
You're supposed
to be close together.
No, they try to kill us. That's what I'm saying. This is
old school Johnny football coach. You know what I mean? Like, now, you bring up it by taking the shot in boxing. One of the things Sylvester Stallone does, apparently in all of his Rocky movies, if you're going to play the role of any boxer at any point, you have to take a shot from a legitimate boxer, right? See, when he did these Creed movies, what's the cat's name?
Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm. It's like, Stallone's there, all these guys that have done it said, man, it's what the guy that you're sparring with to train you. Stallone's done it a few times. Dolph Lundgren did it.
Dolph Lundgren put him in the hospital for like 3 days because of his stunt.
But it's the one thing they do to say, look, man, really get a sense of this, and you just have to take a shot from a professional, man. And I want to say, like, 90%, you're knocked out cold.
Jesus.
When did you realize you weren't as good at something as you used to be? Email's coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, time for a few emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Bridges, I used to be an avid snowboarder throughout junior high and high school. In college, those numbers went way down. Going up to Schweitzer one year, I landed wrong and tweaked my knee. Writing it off as a sprain and it not having anything to do with my junk, I just walked it off. 6 months later, I got an MRI since I could not bend the hurt knee past 90 degrees. Results, ACL exploded. One surgery and 2 years later, I went back to Schweitzer to prove that I still got it. Landed wrong again on the same leg and expected the worst, and I got another MRI. The doctor came back with good news. You don't need surgery. Bad news, you broke your leg. Vertical crack from the bone smashing into one another on the landing. All is healed up now, and all my snowboard equipment has been sold and given away. Two strikes is all I need. Keep on rocking, guys. Ed from B-Dub.
Was he going off jumps? Right, to be saying land it wrong?
Yeah, something. Went to a trampoline place with my friend's kid's birthday. And use the trampoline. You could do all sorts of crazy tricks. When I was a kid, I could do it. I was in that place for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. I tried a backflip, almost killed myself. Never again, that from Manly Matt. Here's a good one. I was about 10 years old, and my uncle brought me a Tony Hawk skateboard. My uncle grew up with Tony Hawk for my birthday. Well, I lived on a hill, and my uncle said, "Let me see that board. I'll show you what I got." He went jetting down that hill and around the corner. 10 minutes go by. Then 20. He comes walking up all bloody, his hands, and hands the board to me and says, "Here you go." With a look of defeat in his eyes. As soon as he left, my mom looked at me and said, "You will never skateboard." Side note, about 3 or 4 years later, 92, 93, my uncle came up and said, "Tony is having a big exhibit dedicated to him, and he wanted to buy that board back from me because it was one of his first boards. He wanted to give me $1,000. Yeah, no problem." Well, I searched all over the garage for it. My dad got home, and my uncle and I asked him where the board was. My dad's response was, "I threw that S out a couple weeks after you gave it to him." Once again, that skateboard defeated my uncle. Dad from John. Do we have some comments?
Oh, we have a few. It says, "I knew I was not as good at walking anymore when I fell out of the house." That's a sign. And this one I enjoyed. It says, "My husband and I were making out in the kitchen." He says, "Hop up on that counter." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, no, I couldn't do it." And she says she's not practicing. And then a very kind comment came in, legitimately. It says, "All the bitches, hope you guys are having a great day. Love the show. Just wanted to say hi."
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, hey, kiss my ass.
Okay, now time for a few extra emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You've got mail. Guys, I want to wish my dude, Young Buck, a happy birthday. Hashtag Sand Patrol. Can I get a Leroy Jenkins?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Hey guys, today is my beautiful daughter Cora, also known as Monkey. She is 8 years old. It would be awesome if you guys could give her a little kid fish sandwich and ask Goofy and Mickey if they have ever heard of the game Hello Neighbor, as it is her favorite. Love you always, baby girl. That from Dad.
Fish sandwich.
Well, gosh, I'm not sure that I've heard of the game, but if I like my neighbors, I dig a hole under the fence and poop in their yard.
Actually, Hello Neighbor is one of our favorite games at the park. We play it all the time, so make sure your parents bring you.
That's nice. Take her to Disney World. Yeah, take her to Disneyland, Disney World.
That's for Goofy.
Mickey can't wait to hug you.
Guys, birthday shout out to my boyfriend Jason, the best person to meet at a Taco Bell and watch Netflix pantsless with. Your robotics and band nerd Sarah loves you very much. Could I get the Dirty Germans talking about cake for him? Thanks, guys. That from Sarah.
Yeah, for your birthday, if you enjoy cake, I will give you black velvet.
Yeah, sounds like. Then I will come over and taste and explore your bundt cake.
Yeah. German chocolate cake.
Yeah, German chocolate cake.
Yeah, it looks like a ho-ho.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of sweet stuff all over you.
Yeah.
Hello, guys. It's my daughter's 25th birthday. Her name is Kayla, and she would love it if you guys would give her a shout-out from her mom. She would love a Leroy Jenkins, a barbershop fish sandwich, and the Dirty Germans talking about yoga poses. It would especially mean a lot to us because this will be a tough birthday. Her dad is sick and in the hospital. I know a shout-out from you guys would definitely brighten her day. Thanks in advance, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I do not know much about the yoga, but I have my own. It is the downward doggy style.
Yes, that pose is good, but it's hard to see the butts on that one.
like it better when you flattened out. The German can't remember the name of supposes.
Yeah, this is problematic, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have good flow right now.
Mine is the lowercase letter H. I make the back.
Miles, what do you call that? It's not downward dog, but you know when you're...
Upward frog?
It's not upward frog. It's Rainier frog.
Bitches, it's my 27th birthday, and I know no one else is going to email, so I'll do it myself. Can I get a little kid face sandwich and Al hitting the window? Annie, you like that. Thanks, guys, for all the laughs. That from Cody.
Fish sandwich!
Guys,
you like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Oh, here's a good one. Guys, I love listening to your show. I'm all the way from South Africa. It is my birthday, and I was hoping you guys could give me some dirty Germans talking about the Big Five. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, is he Big Five?
Yeah,
he is turning 5 years old.
So, does he mean 5-0?
Says the Big Five.
Yeah, is this for him or for his kid? Is he Big Five?
Why don't you give him the Big Seven?
Yeah, I have about the Big Ten.
Yeah, ask me about something I know. It's like, see, Big Ten or it's Big 12.
Yeah, is
I
this
can name those teams. The Big Five sounds like a terribly small conference.
Yeah.
Everybody makes fun of it, and they just point at it. There's only five teams in there. What's are they doing?
Is that South African for the 69 position?
Like, maybe it's the Big Five. It's like South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. Maybe it's like a rugby thing.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I was sleeping with all of them.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my birthday. I'm 29.
You know,
my name is Vadim. I don't have friends in the area who listen to your show, so I'm doing my own shout out. How about some dirty Germans talking about sushi and beer? Love the show, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I do not necessarily need the sushi and beer, but after I eat, I want my breath to smell like I have had sushi and beer.
Sushi and beer is a lot like having sex with me. It says a lot of fishy smelling things, and it ends in white foam.
Yeah, and it's very often raw.
But today's my 33rd. I was hoping for some dirty Germans and maybe a happy birthday attached to that with Robin. Guys, love your show. Listen every day, either live or on the podcast. That from loyal listener Manda Panda.
Yeah, you will be a panda. I will be the Energizer Bunny and give you my D battery.
Yes, yeah, panda. Why don't you get over here and panza?
Yeah, schöner Panda. Schönen Geburtstag today.
Yeah, be eating at the Panda Express.
Panda, panda, panda.
But tell us, I hope it's not too late, but I'm turning the humongous age of 34. I've been listening to you guys for the past 64 years. Since you first started out, and I was hoping I could get it. It's time to take off the leash. And an uh-oh, look out. Thanks, guys. That from the Vladinator.
It's time to take off the leash.
Uh-oh, look out.
And that was sent from his toaster oven.
Yes, that's what it's
interesting thing there. Hello, guys. Today's my 34th birthday. Been listening since the Buzz days. Gonna get a big old bong rip and a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Evan.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Hello, guys, and a lovely Wob, and I want to wish my brother a happy 40th birthday. No matter how old I get, you will always be older than me. Can I please get a Joey Chestnut and an original fish sandwich? Love your amazing sister, Missy. Guys, I turned 55 years old today. I know it has to be your birthday for you guys to read this. Mine is tomorrow. But I'm in Dublin, Ireland right now on a birthday celebration. And by the time you guys announce this, it'll be 12:30 a.m. here, and I will be drinking in a pub. I would love to hear an owl hitting the window, you like that, and the Dirty Germans along with Wobbin. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. That for Kendall.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, enjoy your time in Ireland. Yeah, tonight I will name you Mary Jane, because I want some edibles.
Yeah, you know, I know you're an island, but keep it clean. Things have a tendency to get a little green and mossy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, schönen Geburtstag da drüben.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Ja, so Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Here come more comments.
The guy from South Africa, right?
Yeah.
Wanted a birthday shout out. Said, man, tell me something about the Big Five. Does that sounds like a store where you buy stuff for your kids. It says the Big Five: elephant, lion, leopard, rhino, cape, buffalo.
Oh,
it's an animal thing. Yeah. Oh, trust me, everyone knew this.
Well, then tell them something about the Big Five.
Yeah. I will give you the elephant. The elephant trunk and put it in your cape buffalo gums.
So what is you going to put it in?
Yeah, I'm going to put my elephant trunk in the buffalo gums.
Yeah, see? South Africans know buffalo are only indigenous to Africa and Asia. It's a bison, America.
Yeah.
Get off it already. Town of buffalo. What are you thinking?
Couple extras here.
Who were these people that settled this place?
This is Ola, guys.
Oh, by the way, Miles, I've been working on my Irish accent.
You have been?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Thursday.
That sounds like Jamaican.
Thursday.
Thursday?
That's
Jamaican.
That is Jamaican.
A Thursday. I was thinking about like Thursday. Today I say Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's pretty well wrong off.
That's Jamaican, right?
Like, what's that for? Jamaican, well, Irish?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Gaelic?
Yeah, ma.
Rastafarian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you should start working on your Rastafarian.
Yeah. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Exactly.
Right next to the beach. Man, on the walk to work today, I really thought I had that Thursday.
Why would you think that sounded Irish?
Because I ran into an Irish guy at the barbershop.
Thursday, bro.
He said,
Thursday.
He said Thursday, and I was like, I got one.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that.
Hola, guys. Hi, Ted. I'm catching up on your show, and I just about died when Miles asked Veggie Dog if there was a special section for vegans, and Ted said, yes, it's called the produce section. I pretty much laughed for 5 straight minutes. As always, thanks for starting my morning off right. Happy weekend, guys. That's from Jessica in Orange County, California.
All right. Yeah. It's funny, and then you realize that's not a joke.
Subject is...
Look, I still like it.
Subject is smuggling Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Hola, bitches. I'm a few days late catching up on the show, but you were talking about smuggling Chick-fil-A. Well, when I moved to Germany, I brought a gallon zip bag full of Taco Bell hot sauces with me in my checked luggage. Apparently, they don't exist here for trademark reasons. The only way I could get it would be to go to a different country or get into Ramstein Air Force Base, which I hear Thrill isn't necessarily welcome in.
I'm not.
P.S. How can a vegan like Veggie Dog be fat? That's from Lance.
We didn't say he's fat. We said he's ugly and corpse-like and lacks like any semblance of being a living human being, but he's not fat. He's just ugly.
He kept saying he was fat.
Okay.
Yeah, well, some people just do that.
He does it because he wants sympathy because he's just a pasty, dying man.
Hold the bitchola's in response for, what did you do for the money? I was celebrating, ironically enough, St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, I'm on. It's my favorite holiday.
Several years ago in Montana. A very large St. Paddy's Day celebration, if you are not familiar with Butte. My friends and I stepped outside of the bar we were at, for which there was no cover charge, just to cool off. The bouncer, he randomly asked me if I can watch the door while he goes and uses the bathroom. For whatever reason, I said, sure. So now I'm sitting on the bouncer's stool, and strangers have come up to me, showing me their IDs and asking me how much the cover is. I made up some arbitrary amount, but this then started a line of tons of people showing IDs and giving me cash. The actual bouncer must have been gone for 15 minutes or more. It was the easiest $100, roughly, I ever made. That from Josh.
I tried that once at a bar. Like, there was 2 doors, the rec room, and I started carding people beforehand, and the guy threw us out.
They didn't ask you. Don't do it.
Subject is revenge, guys. In the late 80s, I got together with a recently separated man who was going through a divorce. The soon-to-be ex-wife was just taking him to the cleaners. She wouldn't give him anything out of the house. She lied about his tools being stolen so she could keep the insurance money. You know, she flat-out refused to give him his .357 Magnum. It was a dirty, hairy gun, and she was all of 90 pounds, soaking wet, wearing boots, and one kickback would have sent her flying. That divorce cost us $6,000. I was pissed, so I waited. 2 years I waited. Then I got busy. Back then, you could run an ad in the newspaper and have the bill just mailed to you. So I put her 64 Oldsmobile up for sale, and the ad said to call during the hours that she was asleep. She also had an ad for a moving sale. I even put up signs around the neighborhood. I pulled those postage paid cards out of every magazine in the grocery store, filled them out, all out. She got every magazine under the sun mailed to her, including Man on Man Love and raunchy female magazines as well. On 2 different occasions, I also put a handful of nuts and bolts inside of her metal bumpers. The rattling that ensued caused her to take the car to a mechanic not once, but twice.
Damn.
That is some revenge.
That is, yes.
And one more on sabotage. Fellas, I was in high school and had a cooking class in the afternoon. My buddy Dave and I would sit together and have a blast. Before this class, we had lunch, which meant smoking blunts in the woods across from the parking lot. One day, we have to make chocolate chip cookies, which is fantastic when you just smoked a blunt. Well, we're going to make the batter on a Wednesday and cook them on a Thursday. Well, Dave had a JV basketball game on Thursday and wasn't going to be able to eat the cookies because it was an away game. So he's all butthurt and decided to ruin our cookies.
Oh.
Recipe called for 1 tablespoon of salt, 2 cups of sugar. This turkey put 1 tablespoon of sugar and 2 cups of salt in. We cooked them on Thursday, and they looked lighter than everyone else's, but they still looked delicious. Until we bite them. I thought I just got hit by a wave in the ocean and swallowed a mouthful of seawater. What a douche. Keep up the great work, fellas. Might get my hands on some Men's Room Red next week. Looks promising. That from Philly Jim.
It's a good beer.
There you go. Okay.
Philly Jim.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. Let's go back in time.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet. But Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So Mother Rucker run... Hold the pickle.
3 times fast.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet. But Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle. For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet. But Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run.
Two?
Hold the pickle. For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet. But Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
That was a win in Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Wow.
I didn't think they, to let you buy K2 anymore.
Oh, well, man. They don't legally. Jeez, that's why it took 20 minutes.
What a late night we had coming up with rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC. Probably it's 2:30 more. Easy.
All right.
Yeah. I was watching something live, like a cricket match in some country. I don't even know where those.
Nice.
But something. You know what, man? You keep chewing those Tide Pods. Listen, the important thing is don't swallow them. The burn in the mouth, that's enough to keep you going.
Lo and behold, we come in, and we get a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I mean,
all that work.
If we had known, right, I would have had a good night's sleep.
Shocking.
You know our
I know, hey, dude.
You know our
what
rule.
We do.
Listener comes first. Short, sweet, and to the point. This one from Thomas. He says, good luck with this one, Ted, and you're welcome. And it goes something like this. Coots Cook cooks with country crock and make crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs in Coots Country Cabin. Let me try it again. Coots Cook cooks with country crock and makes crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs in Coots Country Cabin. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then 3 times fast.
Coots Cook cooks with country crock and makes crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs in Coots Country Cabin.
3 times fast.
Coots Cook cooks country crock and makes crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs in Coots Country Cabin.
1.
Coots Cook cooks with country crock and makes crunchy cockles while wearing Crocs in Coots.
Oh!
Now when I get outside the city, that's what I call it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that was,
one for the lost.
We all spike on that one.
And Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up in 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Pop-Tarts and Good Humor have teamed up to make ice cream bars that taste like brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
All right.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down with that, man.
Those have been my favorite Pop-Tarts since I was a kid, man.
They became my favorite when I became an adult. Like, as a kid, I wanted the most sugary, and sure. Somehow, as an adult... That eats Pop-Tarts. It is the brown sugar.
Does it have an icing on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's important.
Oh, I hate it when my parents buy Pop-Tarts without the icing.
Right? It just has fruit inside.
Come on, man.
Let me ask you this, Steve. As an adult, are you only liking the brown sugar cinnamon because it's the one that the kids won't touch?
No, I actually... It's kind of like, you know, sometimes you go back as an adult and you will eat something that you ate as a kid. Like a Twinkie.
Sure.
I think Twinkies are terrible now. It's just like that taste has changed and now I like the old man Pop-Tarts.
All righty. I dig it. It says if you don't have a sense of smell, it can ruin your sex life.
Smell it.
You haven't been with the people I've been with.
I know.
It can ruin it?
It can ruin it.
I would think it would save it. Why? Why do they say, like,
my guess,
sex only smells good if you're an active participant in it?
Now, I'm not working on it, but I can speculate on it. My guess is that it's not so much the people that you're with as it is yourself. If you don't have a sense of smell, I mean, we're all nose blind to ourselves to some capacity, but if you are truly nose blind,
right.
There might be some stuff in there that you need to get cleaned up.
Okay.
Kind of what I'm thinking.
So you think it's that the person with the lack of smell or lack of sense of smell is pretty funky.
Smell funky. Pheromones, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, there you go. You know what? Maybe that's it, too. Boom.
Pheromones?
What?
Really?
Yeah. We have pheromones.
No, I know that. I'm just saying even without the sense of smell, like me, it's usually...
I can smell you want to have sex.
I can smell that you want me. You know what I mean?
You're right. You want me?
It's all right.
Of the season. A woman in Pittsburgh was stabbed in the face during a fight over shrimp.
Damn. What was she stabbed with?
I don't know. I'm not working on it. My guess is a shrimp foot.
Stabbed in the face?
In the face.
In an argument over shrimp.
Probably a fork.
Someone ate somebody's shrimp. I'm going to go coconut shrimp because they're so delicious.
Man, shrimp period's delicious.
It is.
Yeah. You can have shrimp cocktail. You can have shrimp Alfredo.
Okay, Bubba. Let's slow down.
There are all kinds of shrimp.
All kinds of shrimp.
Oh, Lord Almighty. A man in Colorado with murder tattooed on his forehead has been sentenced
to... Let me guess. Did he murder someone?
Ah, 32 years in prison for murder.
Come on.
It's like he knew.
It's like you knew.
Good old... Why would you do that? Why do you have drug dealer tattooed on your forehead?
No, he didn't say murderer. He had murder tattooed on
there. That's true. Right.
He was just telling people that it exists.
Oh, I see.
Murder. Two women who competed against each other on Jeopardy in 2010 fell in love, are getting married, and have invited Alex Trebek to their wedding.
Well, that's very nice. Kinda. You think he really wants to go? Like, I don't really know you, man. I hosted a show you were on.
Jeopardy doesn't seem like the place where you go to pick up people.
Yeah.
Not you. You know, I'd go there. I mean, I would go.
I like them smart. I'll sit in the studio audience every taping.
See how high that platform is, girl.
Mm-hmm.
An 65-year-old grandmother and her 19-year-old granddaughter were busted smuggling 200 pounds of meth across the border from Mexico.
Wow.
That's a lot of meth. Right?
Yes.
200 pounds. And a 65-year-old and a 19-year-old. Good gravy. Tinder is adding a new panic button feature to trigger an alarm if something dangerous happens on a date.
Mm-hmm. That's the panic button, see?
That is the panic button.
I'm just, yeah.
Is it, what's creepier? That you said the guy did the what is it? The Tough Mudder Run, right?
Okay.
And he had to sign
the death warrant thing.
The, well, not warrant. Death warrant. Jesus. Kind of like the death waiver. Like if I die, you're not responsible. What is that creepier, or is it the fact that Tinder's like, hey, we got a lot of creepy ass people on this website.
Neither.
So here's a panic button for
neither
you.
Neither of them set a tone that you really want to think about. But I'm thinking honestly that the Tinder panic button's worse, because at least with the death waiver, hopefully, you know, I just laid it on my head and boom, that's it. I'm sure. Done. Whereas this,
but you know what
button,
you're getting into,
right? Panic button could be a number of different things that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Sure.
So I, yeah, call your friends, mm-hmm. let them know where you're heading. And this doesn't man or woman, I don't care. Let your friends know where you're going.
Mike's right, because I'm coming to get you.
That's right. Thrill's waiting. He's gonna kidnap you and put you in the closet with salami on your toes.
All right, it's pepperoni.
Pepperoni, close enough. A teenager in Ontario called the police after he sent someone money for a fake ID and never got it.
Wait,
white.
The person who did not get their fake ID.
Correct.
Called.
So this teenager buys a fake ID, or at least orders a fake ID, mm-hmm. never gets it, calls the police and says, hey, I never got my fake ID.
Cops are like, thank you. Thank you, dummy.
Well, I could see him being upset.
I know you get upset, but like, look, if I buy, I don't know.
It's called risk.
12 kilos of cocaine, I'm not going to call the cops because I got flour. Sometimes just let it go, man.
Well, we talked about nemesis. A video is going viral of a person on a plane drying their shoes using the overhead vent.
That's gonna be
stinky. Okay, what's worse, the shoes or the gal that was doing the old unders up there?
Well, I guess
it's back to hoping that you don't have a sense of smell.
A man in Michigan got a $99,000 settlement from his job for racial discrimination earlier this week.
I'm about to toast him.
Okay, then, you know what? You ruined so many of mine. He went back to the bank to cash the checks. They called the cops, so now he's suing the bank for racial discrimination.
Jeez.
That's it for your head. No, wait. A man went to Arizona, went to bad lengths to get his urine test.
What was that?
I'll tell you about an hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First one's going to get tested online for profile. This will take caller 9. 844-999 or not.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.